Dr. Lowry McCree-Jansen's been our go-to man with COVID issues over the last year and a half, and he's kindly with us this morning too. You are Lowry, tēnā koe awa.
Kia ora, Dale.
Good to catch up with you again. So, well, there's an example. Anyway, you know, Liv and Tamaki were down there on the weekend, unbeknownst to us, the virus was there as well. So we can't overstate the reasons, the need to be vigilant here. You've been analysing the news rounds and the warnings and the like, Lowry. What's your take at this stage of a Wednesday morning, please?
I'm really glad that we've gone to level 4 alert. I think the lockdown's really important. This will be the most challenging outbreak we've had. To use your sort of sporting metaphor, you know, a game of two halves, and our foe has really upped their game. So we have to do everything that we can now to keep our community safe, and that will be all of those things we've talked about for a long time. But right now, stay at home. That is the most important protection for our community. We don't know how far it's travelled. We're going to discover that in the next few days. We're going to see some numbers, and it might go 5 and 25, and it could go to a number like 125. That's because it has travelled 4 days. And so let's do a good job of discovering that. Anybody who's got symptoms gets tested, and then we can manage it if we can discover it. So, yeah, it's a really critical moment for us.
So, symptoms, you know, we all battle along too. If we've got coughs and colds and stuff, we go to work, we say, oh, it's just a cold, it's just a bit of a bug. Are the symptoms quite obvious that it's not something we would normally encounter?
No, not really. They are very ordinary symptoms of a flu-like illness. And so the sort of coughs and colds things, the runny nose, anybody who loses sense of smell, actually even the gastro symptoms now are worth getting checked with this Delta variant. For about 10% of people, it's going to be a gastro symptom.
Gastro meaning that you've got a gurgly gut and diarrhea?
Yeah. Yep, exactly.
Okay. So Listen up, folks. Please, if these symptoms are happening to anyone in your whānau, it's worth getting checked. The COVID test is very straightforward, but at least if you do have just the common flu, then we can rule out COVID. But at this stage, any signs of that nature need to be taken seriously, Nair?
Yep. Any signs, take it seriously. Protect your whānau, and that's the reason for getting tested. And the testing centres are up and running, and we've got some fantastic testing centres. We've done this before, whānau. Let's nail it.
Well, what's different about this time?
Delta is just way more transmissible. We've seen it, you know, simply, you know, walking past somebody in a mall. That was the Bondi experience. We saw that in that little Wellington situation we had. So we should take note of that, and that's how careful we have to be. So really good social distancing. People will need to go out and get some supermarket grocery shopping stuff. Only one person from your bubble goes in. Wear a mask, scan in, and stay separated, and be kind. All of those things, we've been there before. We can do this. But it's just super transmissible, Dale. That's the complexity that we face now.
Airborne. We are told that it travelled between rooms when a door was inadvertently left open on both sides for a few seconds, and the person in the other room caught COVID. So the airborne nature of the virus, if you could just comment on that, please, and also the surfaces that somebody who may be infected, that they touch, door handles, bench tops, phones. Is it mainly airborne, or can it survive on the surface of everyday objects?
Yeah, it's mainly airborne. So remember Sylvia Park sort of situation last year when we had, or was it last year, year before, we had that measles outbreak. Somebody with measles walks through and everybody is essentially exposed. Now, COVID's not that bad, but it's closer to that than it was when we started with the first outbreak in the Alpha variant. So airborne and very, very transmissible. And if you cough into your hands and then you put your hand on the door handle and all of that sort of stuff, yes, it can be transmitted that way. So it's mostly airborne, but we've still got to do all those other things about hand washing and coughing into the elbow. We need to be really, really vigilant around that.
Are masks effective from your perspective?
Yeah, masks are effective. They, at the very beginning of the first part of the COVID outbreak, we weren't recommending them. The evidence has come in, and so our advice has changed because the evidence has confirmed that masks are very effective. We see that internationally, and so it's good advice, everybody. If you're outside of the house, wear a mask. That's good advice.
Okay. What else, mate? What else? I mean, we're getting this messaging, but still the threat remains. Rural New Zealand, what about our whanaunga who live back at the Hokianga? What advice do you have for, well, we're talking mostly to city people, but some will be listening out in the country too, in the hinterland of Tāmaki Makaurau. What advice to them?
Yeah, same advice. I think everybody, we need to get, we don't know how far it's travelled, so we are going to be really cautious for several days, and these next few days are discovery. And so that's the test, and if you're out getting groceries, then follow all of those rules with the mask, scanning, social distancing. So I think we've got a standard message for everybody. I really like that the whole country's gone into level four. It's just that transmissible.
So stay home. If you don't have to go anywhere, don't just wander down to the supermarket because you're missing social interaction. And don't head to the beach. And don't head to the batch. Let's just stay in for the next few days. What's your gut feeling, Rawiri, about the numbers that we might see over the next few days? And is the isolation regime for the Delta variant as long, because we've got two weeks of managed or self-isolation with the last strain. Will that be the same with this?
Yes, I think it will. I think the isolation stuff is going to be in the same ballpark. I think the numbers we're going to discover, Dale, it's not going to surprise me if we get to 25 in a few days and potentially 125. It's every 3 or 4 days we're going to see it cycle through, and that's how long we've got to keep doing the discovery phase for. If it's less than that, then I will be really, really positive about us crushing this one. If it's more than that, we will go hard for a longer period of time, because I think once you're outside of 500 cases a day or something like that, then you've lost control of it. It's gotten away on you. So, you know, that we've really got to contain it with all of our efforts now to get back into a good place. I predict one more thing, Dale. We are going to have to really focus our efforts in terms of the vaccination program for the communities most at need. That's going to be our community, Māori and Pacific communities. The vaccination program, when it restarts in, you know, the day after tomorrow, we're really going to have to focus.
Yeah, we've been a bit slow to get vaccinated. Look, there'll be time for criticising the way that the vaccination program has rolled out. We did target elderly people, but we know that young people are dying and that kids are dying. And so, you know, vaccinating, it might have been because of availability, but we looked at our older age group and have steadily worked our way down. It feels as though the entire community needs to be vaccinated, and maybe we should just open the doors to all and sundry.
Yeah, I agree. Well, all and sundry, Māori and Pacific, I'm up for that. But look, big shout out. It's something like 71% of Māori over the age of 65 in the Auckland region have been vaccinated. So, you know, the vaccine acceptance is surging. You know, we've got a good program for them. My concern is that we needed to reach deeper into our community. It has to get our vaccination numbers and our offer to Māori sort of over the age of 40. That's the area we've really got to get busy on immediately. So we've got some good progress. I'm not complaining about that. Some good work, and everybody's been vaccinated. Well done. Thank you. And our health system's just really got to lift its game in the next week or two.